Everything I touch shall be blessed. If you know you are blessed, just begin to give the Lord thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for His blessing that is constantly speaking for you. Thank Him for His blessing that's constantly speaking for you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Last week we looked at overcome the battles that come with the blessing. Overcome the battles that come with the blessing, part one. Today we're looking at overcome the battles that come with the blessing, part two. We're focusing on distractions and consistency. Distractions and consistency. If you're not distracted, you'll be consistent. When you're losing your consistency, it means that it's possible you're being distracted or you're just outright lazy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 26, we're reading verse 1 to 4 and then 19 to 22. Genesis 26, 1 to 4. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed will I give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father, and I will make that thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So from this portion of scripture, we see clearly that Isaac is blessed. Blessing was pronounced upon his father, which was supposed to automatically trickle down to him. But he had his own encounter with God, and God also pronounced blessings upon him, which is literally similar to what was given to Abraham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From 19 to 22, let's look at this. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley. So they are in the land of Abimelech, right? In the land of Abimelech, the Lord tells him he will bless him. And obviously he became blessed to the extent that Abimelech was so afraid of him. He says, leave my town. Leave. So they moved away just a bit. And before they even left, they envied him so much that his wells were filled with earth. So he had to come and dig again. He had dug some wells. In fact, no, it's Abraham's servant. So his father's wells had been filled with earth after Abraham died. So now he's moved away. And verse 19 to 22 tells us, and Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. This guy inherited wells. Some people were envious of his wealth, and so covered his wells, and sent him away. He moved away. He started his work again. Some people are striving with him again. And they dig another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitna. And he removed from thence and dig another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.
Amen.
A typical baby born with a silver spoon in his mouth will sit at back and complain when his father's riches are lost. But Abraham took responsibility for himself. Isaac took responsibility for himself. he took responsibility for himself. If you read the verses between 4 and 19, we see that Isaac sowed in the land and reaped so much. Now that is what scared them. And they sent him off. He didn't just sit and say, well, my dad was rich. I could just live in it. But he took responsibility for himself. And even taking responsibility, the strangers, the people who considered him a stranger, strove with him for what he was working for. But he was consistent. He was consistent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's look at Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. This is also someone who was a hard worker like Isaac. And when you check verse 23 of Genesis 26, after he named the place Rehoboth, he built an altar there and worshipped God. He worked, but he was with his God. Consistent in dealing with his God. Daniel was a hard worker and was consistent with his prayer times with God. Was consistent with his fellowship with God. And these are the two things we are praying about. Our service, our relationship with God, the work of our hands, distractions and consistency. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 55:17, the psalmist also said, evening and morning and at noon I will pray and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. Never get tired of these prayer sessions. Never get tired of these prayer sessions. Never get fed up. We're going to pray briefly. We're going to pray. And our first prayer, let's go straight into it. Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Forgive us for the many times we have succumbed to distractions.
Forgive us for the many times we have succumbed to distractions.
And not maintained our consistency.
And not maintained our consistency.
With your clearly defined ways to work.
With your clearly defined ways to work.
Both in our jobs.
Both in our jobs.
Academics.
Academics.
And service in ministry.
And service in ministry.
Now deliver us from distractions.
Now deliver us from distractions.
And all traps set by the enemy.
And all traps set by the enemy.
To negatively affect our focus on you.
To negatively affect our focus on you
and your purpose for our lives
and
in
your
Jesus'
purpose
name.
For our lives in Jesus'
open your mouth,
name.
Somebody, and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart, both by understanding and in the language of the Spirit. For the Lord is open to hear our supplication this afternoon. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. For the many times you required us to do one or two, and we got distracted by things. We got distracted by what we thought it should be. We got distracted by what people said. We got distracted because we lacked confidence and faith in you. We got distracted and we stopped what you asked us to do. Oh, Lord Jesus, so we would realize your blessings for us, Lord. Have mercy on us and deliver us from these distractions, Lord. Take us out of this cycle of distraction and put us in the cycle of consistency. Jesus, early in the morning, will rise up to commune with you. Jesus will withdraw in the afternoon to commune with you. In the evening, he would commune with you. My God, let that be the case as well, oh God. And with the work of our hands, Lord, deliver us from distractions, from conversations, from friends, from all manner of grapevine information, any form of distraction that does not allow us to give our best, to consistently give our best to the work of our hands. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us and deliver us from all these in the name of Jesus, so that your purpose will be fulfilled in our lives, so that your will be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our Father in heaven.
Father in heaven,
grant us grace.
Grant us grace
to stay consistent in prayer.
To stay consistent in prayer.
Fellowship, and faithful service.
And faithful service.
In order to realize the fullness.
In order to realize the fullness
of your blessing for us.
Of your blessing for us
as a ministry and as individuals.
As a ministry and as individuals.
In Jesus' name, our Father in heaven, grant us grace.
Grant us grace
to stay consistent in prayer.
To stay consistent in
fellowship.
fellowship
and faithful service,
and faithful service,
in order to realize the fullness,
in order to realize the fullness
of your blessing for us,
of your blessing for us,
as a ministry
and as individuals,
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
open
name.
Your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart in the name of Jesus.
Grant us the grace, grant us the grace to be faithful in service. In the name of Jesus, to be consistent in prayer, in fellowship,
in the name of Jesus, and as individuals, in the name of Jesus. We cannot do this on our own. Be our help, O God. Be our help, O God. Ragabalia Mayandi, Mikibiliana Lama Shabada Bayandi, Arabalia Macabada Bum Shabaliandi, in the name of Jesus, Rikibilianda, in the name of Jesus, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven,
grant us wisdom.
Grant us wisdom.
And strength to be consistent.
And strength to be consistent.
Maintaining integrity.
Maintaining integrity.
With the work of our hands.
With the work of our hands.
And our academics as well.
And our academics as well.
And let your blessing.
And let your blessing.
Cause us to flourish.
Cause us to flourish.
In the work of our hands.
In the work of our hands.
For your glory in Jesus' name.
For your glory in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Grant us wisdom.
Grant us wisdom.
And strength to be consistent.
And strength to be consistent.
Maintaining integrity.
Maintaining integrity
with the work of our hands,
with the work of our hands,
our academics as well,
our academics as well,
and let your blessing cause us,
and let your blessing cause us
to flourish in the work of our hands,
flourish in the work of our hands,
for your glory in Jesus' name,
for your glory in Jesus' name.
Pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Rekitelia mashabaliyani,
mekebeliyanda Our Father in heaven, grant us the wisdom and strength to be consistent in maintaining integrity with the work of our hands. Our academics, let your blessing cause us to flourish in the work of our hands, in our academics, in ministry, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Somebody give the Lord thanks. For answered prayer. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor and adoration. Blessed be your holy name. So we praise your holy name. We praise your holy name. We
blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to give your life to Christ Jesus, please say this prayer after me. The Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice that you made for me, dying on the cross and being raised again. Today, I admit that I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Therefore, save me, Lord. I give my life totally to you as a living sacrifice. Let your Holy Spirit fill my life and grant me the grace to live a life pleasing unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. As you pray this prayer, the Lord Jesus from today, he says that those who believe in on his name, those who receive them, those who believe in his name, give them the power to be called a children of God. And as a child or son of God, you have access to eternal life by according to John 3:16. You have access to eternal life. God bless you. And a number will be released, and so just give us a call or chat with us and we'll show you what to do. God richly bless you. For everybody who joined prayer, we thank God for this time of fellowship. Your week is blessed. Amen. As today is Monday, your week is blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Your obedience to the call to pray, let God also perform his wonders in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Kindly pay attention to the following announcements. We are glad you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time, those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play a role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen. Download scripturally sound gospel music from glowmusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. Also watch live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Anointed Tuesday edition of Bethel Encounter continues tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Do not miss it. Invite someone to join as you make time to pray. Your life and ministry will experience transformation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find it in the description on YouTube. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Overcome the Battles That Come with a Blessing too on glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies. According to Acts chapter 20, verse 32, send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds using MTN Momo, and the number is 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. God richly bless you for joining us. Let's share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.